For those of you who have followed me for a while, you know that my bread and butter is email marketing. And I know it's not the sexiest thing to talk about. And for some of you, you might think it sounds really hard or expensive because you need ads, right? You have to put a lot of effort into promoting your email list, right? Not necessarily. It's not as difficult or as expensive to grow a list without paid ads as you might think. So today we're going to dive into all the ways that you can grow your email list organically. This is the School of Marketing for Digital Entrepreneurs. My name is Megan Ward, creator of the Pop-Up Podcast and founder of the Email Template Shop. I believe that running a profitable digital business does not require subscribing to the hustle culture. In order to make a comfortable living and find freedom in the things that you love most. If you dream of having a digital business without the constant late night work sessions, then you're in the right place. So you can find simple strategies to set you apart in your industry with real actionable steps for this digital marketing world so that you can grow and build your business. The only question is, are you ready? If so, welcome to the School of Marketing podcast. Welcome back, y'all. This is episode 2 of the School of Marketing, a podcast for digital entrepreneurs. Now, I know that you have heard podcast episodes, or maybe you read about the big names out there who have massive email lists, and some of them have admitted to spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on paid ads in order to grow their email lists. And that is not something that most of us can really afford to do. Obviously, we're just all out here trying to build a business that makes a comfortable living. And if many of us are not making those six figures, then we definitely can't pour six figures into paid ads. I have one client who built their email list organically in less than a year to over 8,500 subscribers. And I grew my list in 1 week by over 1,300 in 5 days just recently during an event. Now, I'm going to go over a few ways that you can go and do the same thing. But I'm first going to tell you to simply give people a reason to subscribe. A lead magnet that makes it easy for your potential subscribers to say yes is key. But I want to shift your mindset away from that normal PDF download. Now, if you already have a lead magnet or two of PDFs, please know that I know those still work, and I don't recommend just pulling them off the shelf completely. I still have a couple of them myself that I use for various platforms because PDFs really are easy to create and they do still convert. But let's really consider the new mediums out there for sharing your gated content. For example, I have this client with over 8,500 subscribers I just mentioned a moment ago, and they have one lead magnet that grew their list by 1,600 subscribers in less than 7 months, and it was a 4-minute audio clip. All they provided was a quick clip about their dad. Now, you would have to know their brand and know their show to understand why their audience was so quick to hit that subscribe button and hear the story about their dad. But what you need to know right now is that this was a low barrier entry point. It was an easy yes for people because it answered a very specific question that their audience was asking daily. Now, while you might not be a podcaster and maybe you don't like the sound of your voice, and I'll talk about that in another episode, but you really might have something that can become an audio-only workshop, or maybe it's a limited series of episodes that you can put on a private feed link that can only be accessed by signing up for your email list. This is a similar idea to my signature pop-up podcast, and it's my personal favorite lead magnet. It's continued to grow my list quickly. And the first time I ever hosted one, it grew my list by 78% in less than 1 month. So I had the idea of running a free pop-up podcast. And this is essentially a private feed podcast that it was free, but it required a sign up. And it was only available to listen into for a limited amount of time. And in this particular case, it was available for 6 days to listen into. At the time, I knew absolutely nothing about podcasting. So I literally had no idea how to put something like this together, but I got busy I did the work, piecing together what I knew could work, and it converted like nothing ever before. So I created a 4-episode pop-up podcast, free for people to sign up and listen into, and the episodes were bite-sized. And I used the tagline, kickstart your email list. And it worked because it was just the thing that people were craving. Now, this group that signed up for this pop-up podcast was the most engaging and connected group of subscribers. Over 97% of people that signed up actually showed up and listened into the pop-up podcast episodes. And that's when it hit me. The pop-up podcast, which was a lead magnet in disguise, was that direct result of me thinking outside the box and setting myself apart. Now, if you choose to host an audio workshop or a pop-up podcast, you can do the same as I mentioned above about an audio workshop and package it like a challenge or a boot camp. And when it comes to giving people a reason to sign up for your email list, I encourage you today to think outside the box like I did and like I've been doing for my clients so you can set yourself apart from everyone else in the industry. So then you can begin to build and grow your email list by doing something different and something that your audience hasn't seen or heard before. Because by thinking outside the box, we've been able to build a larger, more connected audience with my email list and the list of my clients. Now, when you're brainstorming what you want to create to grow your email list, I want you to keep these specific questions in mind. What is your business and what do you want to sell to your audience? And who is your audience? What is it that they have come to you to learn about, to get help with? And when you start answering these questions, you will instantly have lead magnet ideas. Just think how to bring it all to life with examples like we discussed a little bit ago about workshops or audio-only challenges. And heck, it might still be a PDF download because remember, I didn't say they don't work because they still do. But maybe, just maybe by thinking outside the box like I've encouraged you to do today, you can step away from what industry gurus have been telling us for the last couple of decades and find that email growth like never before. Now, the other side of the coin is to make sure that you are talking about the lead magnet. You can't create a freebie and expect people to just find it, right? You need to let people know about it. If you want people on your newsletter list because you're dropping some real knowledge bombs, then you need to tease that. You need to share a little bit about your latest newsletter or a reply that you got from one of your subscribers. You need to drive that interest because you can't build a list without it. Now, how do you really get your email list in front of people? Now, I'm talking about people who probably don't follow you on social media. And you might be surprised to hear it, but I do still recommend Pinterest. It is a little bit more of a long game. But it truly is a great tool to utilize. By creating pins for Pinterest and invite people to your landing page or your blog, and that blog offers your lead magnet, you can see email signups for years to come. I have pins out there from 2018 that are consistently bringing in 50 email subscribers each month, sometimes more if that pin suddenly gains more traction. So if you have not begun to dabble into Pinterest, it might be something to add to your list for 2023 and going into 24 for email list building. Now, especially if you already have content from blogs or podcasts, maybe you've got YouTube videos out there, create a few pins per piece of content and schedule them to go out on Pinterest. I believe you can schedule pins on Pinterest right inside the platform now instead of going through a third-party scheduler. So that makes it just even more easy for you to utilize Pinterest. Okay, now how can you grow your email list outside of using social media? Now buckle up because I am going to tell you to start speaking more. Now this does not mean getting on stages, so if that gives you hives, don't worry, that's not what I mean. I mean participating in summits with pre-recorded trainings, maybe being a guest educator in someone else's membership, and being a guest on podcasts. Now, most of these, especially the podcasts, will live on forever for anyone to find, and you should always, always be sharing your free lead magnet at each one of these. This is putting your name and your offer in front of an audience you may otherwise not have been able to get in front of. And that's the beauty of leveraging the audience of others. And while I'm bringing that up, I do also recommend participating in bundles. Whether free or paid, this is a wonderful way to grow your email list organically. A bundle event is a marketing strategy where multiple digital products and resources are bundled together and offered as a package to attract and engage potential subscribers to an email list. It's a collaborative effort among various content creators and educators who contribute their products to create a comprehensive bundle. Now, it can include a collection of items like courses or templates and beyond that all fit along a similar theme and that are created to attract a specific ideal subscriber. These are limited time events and they're promoted by not only the organizer of that bundle, but also by the contributors involved in the bundle. And that brings us full circle to leveraging the audience of others. Now, I have participated in many bundles. Some were wonderful experiences. Some, complete duds, if I'm being quite honest. But the good greatly outweighs the bad. Now, some of those bundles have been put together too swiftly and lacked strategy in their organization. So it's vital to remember to have a true strategy in place to pull together a bundle that has resources included that all complement one another and contributors that all have audiences with similar interests. For example, if you're putting one together, don't just get any warm live body to put a product in your bundle. I have seen this happen and it did not go well. So just think about it. If you want to host a bundle specific for service providers, have someone you know who offers a website template for them or Canva templates for putting together their service guide. You don't want to have someone who teaches home organization in a bundle that is specific for service providers because it doesn't fit. I'm not saying their home doesn't need to be organized. I'm saying it doesn't fit in this bundle for them strategically. Now, my friend Dolly DeLong, who's also an educator in this digital space, has hosted two wonderfully successful bundles. And in August 2023, we are opening the doors together to our very first group program. It is called the Bundle Intensive, and it will be for anyone that has interest in running their own bundle, free or paid. Now, inside, we are teaching and sharing all the nitty-gritty details about what is involved with organizing a bundle, how to put the systems and the workflows together in a cohesive way, and also how to launch a bundle that your audience is raving about. Now, inside the Bundle Intensive, you're not only going to get access to me and Dolly to help you put together your whole bundle, but you're going to get templates, graphics, a marketing calendar tool, and learn all those best practices for a bundle that both purchasers and contributors love. We're going to have limited availability during this very first round of this program, so I do invite you to get on the wait list so you don't miss out if it's something you have interest in learning more about. I do have the wait list linked in the show notes, but to go back to what we're talking about, as you begin growing your email list, remember to establish genuine relationships with collaborators and also provide value to their audiences. I don't want you to find yourself throwing poorly put together resources for the sake of email growth, because that is not going to build a list of well-connected people who trust you, and ultimately, it won't build a list that works for you. Building your trust and credibility are crucial when leveraging the audience of others to grow your email list. And if you want to learn even more about building trust and credibility and building your email list, then you need my lead magnet, Connect and Convert. Now, it's a PDF, and I told y'all, PDFs do still work. And you can grab it either by looking in the show notes or going to meganward.com/connect-and-convert. Thank you so much for listening to the School of Marketing podcast today. If you loved this episode, please leave a 5-star review and hit the follow or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app. This will help the show reach even more entrepreneurs like you. And don't forget to check out the show notes for all the details mentioned in today's episode. And a big thanks to Studio Pizza Productions for making this show sound amazing in your AirPods. If you're looking for more resources, be sure to check out the email template shop and join the School of Marketing community on Facebook. And remember, may your email list forever be larger than your social media following.